Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us live on the line, political analyst Sarah Eisker, to take a look at some shifting party identities. A new Gallup poll showing a pretty big shift over how Americans identify themselves in terms of political party. Sarah, a big shift from Democrats leading the advantage to now a more Republican shift. We all know polls are, you know, not as reliable as maybe they used to be because of all the different ways that people ignore them or, choose to answer them. But what are you making of this?
Well, that's the question. So we went from a 9-point Democratic advantage in terms of how people identify themselves to a 5-point Republican advantage in just 1 year. And the question is, we thought party ID was pretty stable. Does that mean that, A, the poll is wrong? I mean, this is Gallup. Like, they're pretty good at this. They ask this question a lot for a long time. Two, does it mean that party ID is like religion, as in people don't switch lightly, and so this is really bad news for Democrats, obviously? Or is party ID maybe a little bit more like, you know, changing your genes or something? Like, you know, you're going to do it every now and then, and particularly in a time like Trump to then Biden, that's going to bring out more of that volatility, and people are just as likely to change back in a few years. Regardless, I think it's bad news for Democrats heading into the 22 midterms, because even if this is more volatile than it's been in the past, it's still not like people switch every couple months. And so that means that when you're looking at a party that holds the House by 5 votes, the Senate by, 0 votes, pretty bad news. And this is different, by the way, than the generic ballot. You know, if the election were held today, are you more likely to vote for a Republican or Democrat? This is actually asking how people see themselves. Again, something we thought was maybe more like, maybe not quite religion, but maybe more like Coke and Pepsi. You're either a Coke drinker or a Pepsi drinker.
Yeah, that's a great one. What about people in the middle? Independents or no party affiliation? Do we know if that grew?
Yeah, so certainly we saw more switching from the lean Democrats to lean Republican as well. And same thing, right? Like, generally speaking, the middle, the independents, tend to vote more Republican. But when you ask people, you know, okay, if you don't identify with either party, but which way do you lean? Again, they're more likely to lean Democrat. And so to see that shift over to lean Republican, very unusual in such a short amount of time. But let me give you a big picture analysis of this also, which is, this has nothing to do with Trump and Biden in particular. It has to do with a party realignment that we've been seeing going on sort of similar to the South in the 70s and 80s, where it really shifts from Democrat to Republican based on region. We're seeing something like that happen based on education. And so maybe what these numbers are picking up is an acceleration in that already happening party realignment.
If the poll number is to be believed, and this actually is happening, I feel like the reasoning behind it would be pretty simple. I mean, ask any parent of a school-aged kid, right? And if you are frustrated with how, in largely Democrat cities, that has been handled over the last year, I think it would be pretty easy to see why this could flip-flop.
I can't be unbiased about this question. I have an 18-month-old, and I just had a month without childcare. I don't understand how anyone has done this with children older who need to be in school, and the effect it's having on their education, on their mental health, on your mental health as a parent. I am not a political analyst when it comes to this. I am a parent who is aggrieved on behalf of all parents.
All right. Good to hear. You actually sound really well, considering what you've been through, Sarah. I want to ask about the RNC announcing an end to the Commission on Presidential Debates. What does that mean?
Yeah, so fascinating. Let's talk debates, right? So in 1960, we have the famous Kennedy-Nixon debates. In 64, there's no debate. 68 and 72, Nixon says nah. 76, 80, and 84, the League of Women Voters kind of scrap together debates, but they're kind of hodgepodge. It's a miserable experience for everyone because the leader in the polls never wants to debate. And so then in 1987, the chairman of the two parties, the RNC and the DNC, get together and agree to form an independent commission on presidential debates, chaired by the two of them, by the way. And look, it's existed since then. So they've done 9 presidential debate cycles. This is only the general election. So all those primary debates that you love so much, not affected by this, totally unrelated to this. But when it comes to the general election debates, we've been pretty used to this, you know, for most of my lifetime. And so what the RNC said is, look, there's 3 things we wanted. One, we wanted the Commission on Presidential Debates to work with us before there was a nominee. The commission said, nope, we only work with nominees. And the RNC said, yeah, but they're not picked till July or August. And by that point, the debate times, locations, moderators are all set. That's quite unfair. Second, they said, we want the debates to start before early voting starts. We think people should have a chance to see the candidates before they vote. The commission said no. And that's what happened in 2020. The debates didn't actually start until millions of people had voted. 3, the RNC said the commissioner, so there's 2 heads and then 10 board members, they can't engage in partisan activity while they're serving on this nonpartisan commission. They balked at that one too. I got to say, for like as bad as that top headline looks, like RNC pulls out of general election debates, those asks to me are very reasonable. And I'm not quite sure why the CPD sort of decided to die on that hill.
Those are kind of, it seems simple, reasonable requests. But could this lead to something more transformational, a complete overhaul of how we do debates or something similar to a debate?
Oh, I think at this point it's done. I mean, if the RNC is saying none of their candidates will participate in a debate hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates, we're back to that 1976 experience where the two campaigns are going to work that out amongst themselves, agree on a moderator, the location, the timing. Maybe they negotiate it with the RNC and DNC as their sort of, you know, seconds, if you will. It was a disaster in 1976. I don't expect it to be better. I expect it to be worse in 2024.
Wow. All right. Something you've always come to expect, it seems. But going forward, a lot of questions right now. Sarah, thanks.
You bet.
Sarah Isker, political analyst, joining us this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.